All right, well, today I wanted to talk about why I'm still single in my 30s, even after a glow-up. A lot of you have asked me why I'm single at this point, and I figured I'd give an honest answer. So there are many reasons why I'm single at this point in my life, but I'll concentrate on the four main reasons why for today. First reason is that I suffer from a deadly disease. It's called Peter Pan syndrome. I feel like I'm making up for lost time. I honestly feel this way. When you've been unattractive for many, many years, you honestly feel like you missed out on a lot of things. I was overweight and balding for many years, including my college years. I'd lost a significant amount of weight over the span of many, many years, and I think subconsciously in the back of my mind, a part of why I remain single now is to try and make up for that period of time where I did feel invisible to the world and didn't have those experiences. You know, for about 5 to 6 years, I had worked on myself to lose the weight and regain my hair over time. This was a period of my life where I didn't have as many experiences, and having them now kind of helps me feel like I'm getting those years back in a way. And you can't go back in time and get that time back, so I think subconsciously, I'm still single to make up for all those lack of experiences that I had during those prime years. The next reason is, at this stage of my life, in my early 30s, a lot of women around my age are looking to get married, and to be honest, I've never been into the concept of marriage. I definitely want to have kids at some point if I'm lucky enough, but potentially giving up half of my hard-earned net worth is something that like terrifies the shit out of me, to be honest. I just couldn't imagine waking up one morning and having my wife say to me, "Hey honey, I think we should get a divorce." And then like bam, all of your hard work over all those years grinding it out in corporate America, that money is gone like the wind. Parents also got divorced when I was in college, and for years prior, I saw them fight for years and years. It was honestly just brutal hearing it. I remember my dad living downstairs in our basement and just seeing how ugly it got at times, and I just don't know if I'll ever get married just based on that experience. I think when you grow up with your parents constantly fighting and not showing much affection, it's just hard to imagine yourself being in a happy and successful marriage. That could just be me. The next reason is that I'm not happy with where I live currently. I'm someone who loves traveling at least a few times a year. And the more I travel, the more I realize the place I grew up in and still currently live isn't the place I want to live long term. I really like warm weather with lots of sunshine and nature, and where I live just isn't really conducive to that. The hard part for me mentally is all my good friends and family live here, and it's just tough to just get up and move. I had a good friend of mine move on a whim across the country like multiple times, and he was able to do it effortlessly. He moved to Florida for a couple years. He moved out to San Fran. He moved out to Phoenix, Arizona. He's been all over the place, and he just did it on a whim. And for some reason, I've just never been able to pull the trigger and uproot my life. I've traveled to many places in the U.S. and Europe, and then I've traveled to many places that I've really loved and could see living in, but sometimes something has always stopped me from making the move. It's hard to start a relationship with someone when I make it to that point and finally make that move and take a chance, and then have to try and get that woman to come with me. In one of my previous relationships a few years back, I had told my girlfriend at the time that I was thinking of, you know, moving across the country to start fresh, and she told me that she could just never leave her family. She had like a strong Italian family, and they all like lived in the same town. And she basically said that she could never leave her family, and you know, she preferred that I not put herself in that situation where she had to make that compromise. And honestly, like now that I'm single now, I just wouldn't want to do that to someone unless they were also open to moving to, you know, a different place that I was thinking about. I also think if I got into another long-term relationship now, you know, being in my early 30s, my fear is that I'll be stuck in my hometown for the rest of my life. And I definitely don't want that. And I don't think that's best for me long-term. The next reason is that I'm having a midlife crisis in terms of my career. I've worked in corporate America for about 7 years now, and I'm really, really at the point where I want to pursue something just different, something more creative and fulfilling. I grew up in a very working class family, and working in a steady corporate career has allowed me to pay off my student loans. It's allowed me to build up my investments. It's allowed me to travel and live a pretty decent, good lifestyle. I'm just at the point where it just feels unbearable to wake up every day, to sit in traffic for hours, deal with mindless, endless meetings, stringent, high-pressure metrics, and deal with clients and projects that you just can't stand. And if I were to make a switch to something more creative, this would definitely reduce my salary and benefits that I'm used to and lifestyle, and I'd make much less money for at least a while. And bringing someone into my life, if I were to do that, just doesn't feel right. It's like, hey, I have a stable corporate job, you know, one day, and then the next day I'm like, you know, I tell her, yeah, I'm actually starting over completely. And that's just not ideal in a relationship, especially if I were dating a woman that's in her late 20s or early 30s who, you know, would prefer a guy who has that stable career. And the last reason I'm single, to keep it a buck, is that I still subconsciously, I guess, feel jaded from years of being unattractive and observing the drastic difference in how women treated me before during those years and how they treat me after a glow up later on. I think when you've been considered conventionally unattractive for many years, you've seen another side of how dating works that really can't be unseen. It's not exactly the phrase like, if you don't like me at my worst, then don't like me at my best. But I guess funny enough, that kind of rings true with how I view relationships, having been an, you know, overweight, you know, balding, double chin man in the past, and now being treated much better after I lost the weight and, you know, got my hair back. And this could change over time, but for now, I'm just not mentally ready for a long-term committed relationship or marriage. I just don't want to get into a relationship and, you know, without being, you know, fully ready at this point. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, feel free to give it a like. Feel free to comment down below any reason why you're still single, and feel free to subscribe. Until next time, take care.